This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, you've been talking about glyphosate Roundup being found in rainwater. Well, there's been a study that is really disturbing to me. So, the CDC has recently begun studying the extent of human exposure to glyphosate, the ingredient in Roundup. And what has been found is that it's in the urine of adults and children. So I did this study, and they found that more than 80% of the urine samples drawn from children and adults in the United States of America contained a weed-killing chemical linked to cancer, and the scientists have found this disturbing and concerning. 80% of the samples contained Roundup. So they did over 2,000 urine samples from a group of Americans that was intended to be representative of the United States population, and they found detectable levels of glyphosate. And that's the active ingredient that's used in herbicides around the world, including the widely used Roundup brand name, Roundup. So almost a third of the participants in this study were children ranging from 6, S-I-X, to 18. The rest would be adults. Dr. Shealy, any comments about 80%? It sounds to me like if we were to extrapolate this, it would be 8 out of 10 Americans peeing in a sample jar would be found to have Roundup, 8 out of 10.
Bottom line is poison. The worst poison in the history of the world.
And our guy, Roy Blunt, Senator Roy Blunt from the corrupt state of Missouri, is tied to Monsanto and holding them harmless through legislation, holding them harmless from the damage, the death, the destruction, the disease that Roundup causes. Is that right? That's what I've read over the years. Dr. Shealy, it says that this article, TheGuardian.com, says that glyphosate exposure increases the risk of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Can you share with us what non-Hodgkin lymphoma is?
Well, basically, it's poisonous. Any way you look at it, it's bad for people. And, you know, poison, the exact kind of cancer is not as important as it is important. Poison, 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 poison. And all approved
by the
FDA, the Federal Death Administration.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it says that And we all know this, class, but this is what the article says. It's in TheGuardian.com. The headline for this article is Disturbing Weed Killer Ingredient Tied to Cancer Found in 80% of Urine Samples. CDC study finds glyphosate, controversial ingredient found in weed killers, including the popular Roundup brand, present in samples, end quote. Goes on to say that more than 2 million pounds of glyphosate are used annually by U.S. farmers in their fields. The weed killer is sprayed directly over genetically engineered crops, such as corn and soybeans, and also over non-genetically engineered crops, such as wheat and oats, as a desiccant to dry crops out prior to harvest. Farmers also use it on fields before the growing season, including spinach and almonds. And it's considered the most widely used herbicide in history. So, glyphosate residue has been documented in an array of foods that's been sprayed with glyphosate, including baby food. And so the primary route of exposure for children is through their diet. So if we go back to this, it's used as a desiccant. So that means it is used to cause moisture to leave wheat and oats. So what happens is, prior to harvesting, the wheat and oats are out in the field. They're sprayed with glyphosate, Roundup, and it causes them to wither and dry out real fast, much faster. So I guess that time is money. So if we can dry out, if these farmers who do this dry out their wheat and oats faster, they can get it to market faster, process it faster. So faster, faster, faster seems to be a really important thing. And the cost of that is cancer. And as Dr. Shuley said, your government allows this. Absolutely allows this. I know people who, I know a guy who had the nicest looking fence around his farm. And he took me on a tour of it. And I looked at his barbed wire fence and I said, we were in a four-wheeler. And then another instructor was with me. We're in a four-wheeler. And I said to him, how do you get your fences to look so clean underneath the bottom barbed wire run? How is that? There's nothing growing there. How do you do that? He said, I spray Roundup. I said, well, how do you do that? He said, well, I take a four-wheeler and I put a big tank on the back of it and has a pump. I fill it with Roundup and I drive along and I spray Roundup right underneath the fence wire. And we're talking like a mile of fence, at least. Okay? So he rides along, has the wand in his hand, he sprays underneath the fence, and it kills all the vegetation. It all withers and dies. So underneath the fence is absolutely pristine looking, but it's poisoned. And what happened to this guy? He died. He died of cancer. A terrible death. But he had a good-looking fence line. Now, if you came to our farm and you saw our fence line, you would say, is there really a fence in there? Because I can't see it. Because our fence line, we don't use Roundup. We don't use Roundup anywhere on our farm. Nowhere. We don't use herbicides. And it looks like it. It looks, our fence's got undergrowth underneath the barbed wire. There's trees growing through our fence. It looks like nature's taken over. Because it is. That's, Dr. Shuley, you know what I'm talking about, right? With these nice clean fence lines. It looks like it's manicured. It looks like there's a lawn care service that comes in, you know, three times a week and trims underneath these fences. It looks magnificent. But it's deadly, right?
90% of groundwater has Roundup in it. 90% of groundwater is contaminated.
Okay, Dr. Sheely, let's extrapolate what this means. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But there are companies that make baby formula. They make, these little jars, baby food. And then there are companies that take vegetable products and dehydrate them and make them into a powder and put them in canisters, and that's called, baby formula. And then there are companies who can corn, and there are companies who make soup and put it in cans. There are companies that make bread. So all of these foods that are processed use water. And if 90% of the groundwater is contaminated, then doesn't that mean that roughly 90% of what we eat is contaminated as well?
Yes. Poison, poison, poison. Thanks to your FDA.
So, Dr. Sheely, I can only think of one way of minimizing this toxic environment in our pantries, in our food cabinets, in our kitchen cabinets. The only way I can think of to minimize it, and we can't totally eliminate it, just minimize it, is by growing our own food in our own gardens. Because if 90% of the groundwater is contaminated, it makes it really tough. And we know that rainwater has glyphosate in it as well. Isn't that right? It's everywhere.
Every 70% of rainwater throughout the country.
Has glyphosate?
Yeah. Poison, poison, poison.
Is that what you're saying, Dr. Sheely?
Yeah.
So 70% of the rainwater, 90% of the groundwater. So it's going to be really tough, class. The only way I can think of to eliminate glyphosate and other contaminants in your water for your drinking purposes, washing purposes, and gardening is building a still like Greg Lesher talks about in his book, realwaterindependence.com. That's where you can find it. To build a still. It's going to take some work. It's going to take some work to purify your own water because we have wasted the water supply in the United States of America through greed, carelessness, and recklessness. That's how we've done it. Companies have poured waste products in rivers and streams and the ocean and lakes and ponds and on the ground. That's what they've done. So it seems to me, Dr. Sheely, that in order to stop this, the CEOs and the boards of directors and the vice presidents of corporations, the officers of corporations, should be held accountable and liable criminally for the actions under which they supervise. Meaning, if they pollute a river, they need to be arrested, tried, and if convicted of mass poisons, executed. Any comments, Dr. Sheely?
Absolutely.
You think that's too strong?
No, okay. Not strong enough.
So they need to be taken out one at a time. And
aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones. hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, farmers, Dutch farmers, are revolting. And there's a tremendous amount of anger. There are tractor protests, meaning the farmers are bringing tractors to the city to protest government regulations that say that the Dutch cannot release the amount of nitrogen from their livestock operations onto their fields. And the government wants a 50% reduction in nitrogen releases by 2030. The farmers know that they can't do that. It's an impossibility. And so the government is saying you will reduce nitrogen. The farmers are saying we can't raise our crops and our animals by doing that. And so there's a clash. And it looks like it's going to get pretty violent pretty soon. Now, if that's what's happening in the Netherlands, I'm pretty sure that that's a test case for what's coming to America and other countries as well. I'm pretty sure. Now, in our case, here at our farm, Dr. Shealy, you've been here, other instructors have been here, we do not have a factory farm. We have a free-range farm. Okay? We don't use Roundup. We don't use herbicides on our farm. The cows eat grass the way they were designed to. They get mineral supplements. They get trace element supplements like magnesium and vitamins, and it's free choice, meaning these are in salt blocks, and they can go and lick the salt blocks and get their magnesium. They can get their salt as they choose. We don't force feed them. They can walk up to the salt blocks and lick them, and that's what they do. And so our cows have access to sunlight if they want it. They can go swimming in a pond if they want to. They can go in the woods if they want to. They can drink clean water when they want to. And they can eat grass whenever they want to. And if it's the winter, they get hay from our fields that we cut. We do everything we can to raise them as naturally as possible. But not everybody does that. We do not use commercial fertilizer on our fields. And what is commercial fertilizer? Well, if it were 10, 10, 10, if the fertilizer were marked 10, 10, 10, that would be 10% nitrogen, 10% of potassium and phosphorus, 10%. So 70% of it would be something else. So what is that something else? Well, typically it's industrial waste. So it's fly ash from coal-burning power plants, which is radioactive. Seriously. Coal contains radiation, radioactivity. So that the fly ash that's left from burning coal is radioactive. Now, the power plants don't know what to do with it, so they do two things with it. They mix it with fertilizer, or they sell it to be mixed with fertilizer, to extend fertilizer. So instead of 100% fertilizer in a fertilizer bag, you get 30% fertilizer maybe. Or if it's 13, 13, 13, it'd be 13%, 13%, 13% fertilizer. The rest would be filler. And what is that filler? Well, typically it's fly ash. It's a waste product. And if they can't sell enough fly ash to extend fertilizer, they sell it to be put into drywall. So wallboard, drywall, that is used for home construction, may contain fly ash instead of gypsum. So what I'm saying is, there's contamination everywhere. So if that fly ash is used for wallboard and that house burns down and they bulldoze the house, where does that go? Back into the earth, into landfills. When you buy a hamburger, you may think that hamburger is from a very healthy cow that's grass-fed. You may not realize that it could be from a sick or dying cow with disease, cancer. Isn't that right, Dr. Shealy?
Absolutely. Junk is junk.
When we come back, I have a question about a practice that is that's used in Japan, and that is to use human waste as fertilizer for food. I'd like to know what your thoughts are about using human waste for food.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Securities and Exchange Commission filing shows Tesla CEO Elon Musk has filed to exit a multi-billion-dollar deal with Twitter over concerns about its spam bots and the lack of transparency at Twitter for the information. The Consumer Price Index for June comes out Wednesday, with inflation already at a 30-year high under the Biden administration. Economists on Fox Business say this report will show inflation continues to be out of control. Yardeni Research President Edward Yardeni.
It's going to be bad news again. I think it'll be up something like 1.1%. We all have to spend money on food, fuel, and rent. Lower income, lower wage workers are the ones that are getting squeezed hardest because they have no choice but to allocate most of their budget to these essentials.
We are USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Throughout the years, plans for livable habitats on the Moon and Mars have come down to one big problem: gravity. Japanese researchers at Kyoto University in Tokyo presented a massive 1,300-foot-tall rotating drum called the GLASS. By spinning the drum, it could create artificial gravity in an environment void of gravity. As Democrats continue to oppose voter ID laws, President Trump claimed at a rally in Alaska over the weekend the reason Democrats oppose voter ID laws is because authenticated ballots would damage their actual votes come election time. Another brainchild of the far left is to allow illegal immigrants in America to vote in our elections. This could be considered the worst foreign influence. Ohio Secretary of State Republican Frank LaRose on Newsmax says Ohioans will vote this fall to block such measures.
I believe that the people of Ohio are going to speak loud and clearly this November when they have the opportunity on the ballot to do so. And they're going to say that American elections are only for American citizens. It's actually interesting that I'm here at the National Secretary of State's Conference in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You see the mighty Mississippi behind me. This is a topic of conversation that several of us are bringing up in our states throughout the country. You know, it should be a bipartisan issue. Unfortunately, the same issue went to the Ohio House and passed with very few Democrats voting to support it. So maybe they had a different view over in the Ohio House than they did in the Ohio Senate.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We'll get back to the urine and human waste being used as fertilizer for food products in just a couple minutes. Right now we've got Robert in Kansas. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, thank you, Vincent. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Shealy.
Good morning,
you guys. Hey, Dr. Shealy. I am just calling in, Vincent, to be contrarian, you know. And I wanted to talk about when you are exposed to the heat, there are lots of benefits as well. Yes, it can be dangerous, but we know about that. But talking about what do you get from heat exposure? I think Dr. Shealy would agree, just like with exercise, when you warm up the body, you change the viscosity of the blood. You get nutrient exchange and waste excretion at like at the capillary level, oxygen exchange, stuff like that. And the same thing happens with the viscosity of the blood when you are really hot too. It's like an exercise replicate. And also, what a lot of people don't know about, like newer information, has to do with something called heat shock proteins. And they're a type of protein that develop whenever you are under excessive heat, like in a sauna or just working outside in these conditions, where it's like a stressor, a mild stressor on the body that causes a protective action by these proteins in all the cells of your body, where any damaged proteins, they either get like an apophagy type scenario where they're eaten, or they get realigned. The proteins get realigned, so it fixes malfunctioning proteins in the cells. It increases immune response, reduction in free radicals, faster recovery time, whether you're wounded, muscle repair. It's supposed to protect heart, your heart function, and then like sensitivities, like if you have any sort of diabetes or insulin sensitivities, it has a nature of resetting your insulin production, where it resets it back to when you're, like you were a younger state, and it's like can function again, just like with fasting or anything else like that. So there's lots of ways you can use heat to address medical issues throughout the body. Even if, like, let's say you're injured, you can't exercise, you could do saunas that would be a replicator, and it would have lots of the same benefits as you doing an exercise program. So I don't know, Dr. Shealy's comments on that, or just to discuss that, I would I'd like to go into that if you could.
Well, inactivity is dangerous to your life. Inactivity is dangerous to your life. You need a minimum of 30 minutes of physical exercise every day of your life. Now, I average about 90 minutes of exercise 7 days a week.
And as part of that benefit, Dr. Shealy, your body's getting really warm when you do it, right? Your blood flow is increasing, and you're taking that stress off of your heart in terms of pumping that blood around your body, using your muscles as pumps, right? So it's definitely using the entire body together, with the exercise, it's critical, because it's stress off of your other organs having to do those functions.
Well, I have approached 90 years of life, and I've been active exceedingly since age 12. I was moderately active beforehand, but totally active since age 12.
Nice, Dr. Shealy. That's great. And that's
Robert, I have a comment, Robert. Robert, I have a comment. You mentioned in the beginning of your call that you would be taking, and I'm paraphrasing, a contrary position. And you are contrary in many ways. And I don't have a problem with that at all. As a matter of fact, I welcome it. However, in today's topic, and I know that you think that the earth is flat, and that's one of your thoughts. But you and I and Dr. Shealy are not diametrically opposed on any of this. We are all on the same page. And I don't want people to think that I'm against the heat. What I am against is the manipulation of the weather to artificially change the weather. And the point is that the absolute conclusive proof that the weather is is changed is the plants don't know what to do. Normally, trees can survive the summer. It's not a problem. But when the weather's manipulated and there's no rain for a month, and the heat is searing at 100 degrees on average during this bright, bright sun, it's unbearable to the trees. It's unbearable to the garden. It's unbearable to the cows. It's unbearable to us. So, and Dr. Shealy mentioned that he would be able to typically spend hours in the sun. That would be two or three, and now it's down to one. Same thing with me. Same thing with the animals. And as a scientific measurement, small sample size, but still a scientific measurement, this area of Missouri, and it's not just us, we have half of the pasture yield that we would normally have right now. We had half of the hay crop yield when we harvested the hay. So that is absolutely for sure one half. And as a result, we are going to see and are seeing right now farmers selling their cows because they can't feed them. Okay? This is not normal. And that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that all sun is bad. I'm just saying this is different. And I'd like our class to consider what this means. This means that food production this growing season will be less than it normally is. Fertilizer costs are higher, which further drives down food production because farmers are less able to afford the fertilizer. Fuel prices at 2 and 3X for diesel are prohibiting farmers from using their equipment in their fields, in addition to the absence of fertilizer, in addition to the increased heat, in addition to the absence of adequate rainfall. Put all that together, there's going to be less food. I'm just ringing the alarm as well, as loud, and as clearly as I can. I'd love to hear your comments, Robert.
Well, Vincent, I mean, it's almost like if they can't shut us down in terms of production via the weather control, then you have what's going on in the Netherlands where the government just says you can no longer farm how you've always farmed. And it's like, well, how do you want us to produce food? And it's like, figure it out. And it's like, well, you know, you see the response. They're putting waste in the streets there. But it's like, you know, why would you change the way that something has been done forever and just say, okay, now you just can't do it that way. We can no longer produce food. And so it's like they have us on one hand, they're attacking us with weather manipulation. They could turn off the rain, turn it on, or whatever they're going to do. And then on the other side, they could just say, oh, well, this is now a new rule that you can no longer produce because you know, we don't think cattle are sustainable. You know, we think cattle are bad. And I'm sitting there wondering to myself, what is a more sustainable operation than a natural grass farm with cattle on it? There's nothing better for the land. You could use the land, in my opinion. You want to call that evil and bad.
Robert,
you
mentioned that you're a contrarian many, many times. And I only think you're a contrarian in a couple ways. I think you're right on the money in so many ways. And I'm in agreement with you almost all the time, except for the flat earth. Which I know that the Earth is a sphere, and so is the sun, and so is the moon. And so we disagree on that. However, you said something very, very important. Our farm has a name. And the name of our farm, it's not Finelli Farm. It's not Vinny's Farm. It's Natural Farms. N-A-T-U-R-A-L space F-A-R-M-S. That is the name of our farm, Natural Farms. So we do exactly what you're talking about. We have free-range, naturally living cows and chickens that live synergistically with our family. I believe the animals were here before we were here, before the American Indians settled this land, before we stole it from the American Indians and came here. The animals were here first. So we believe that they have every right to be here on our farm, and we protect those rights. So we literally have what we would refer to as a nature preserve, P-R-E-S-E-R-V-E, nature preserve. So we allow and encourage and want to live synergistically in harmony with the animals, both the domestic animals, like the cats and dogs and our cattle, which live here with us, as well as the wild animals, the fox, the birds, the squirrels, the mice, the insects, all of it. We believe that we can work synergistically and not fight each other. And that's what we do. And here's something that the green movement, I don't think, figured out yet. And it's right in front of them. If we don't have cows grazing, the grass would be out of control and there'd be no grass. We would have to mow the grass with petroleum fuels because there's not enough energy in battery packs to mow fields. So people haven't figured out that we would lose all of our fields and all of our grass to become woods and trees and forests, which is what we had before, except for the desert, right? So we would lose all of that if we didn't have cows. Robert, any comments?
Well, Vincent, I would just say, okay, we are called as mankind to subdue and control the earth. And I know you do that out at your farm the way that you do. But what's happened is we've combined that natural authority given to us and with, let's just call it capitalism. And before long, you have glyphosate raining from the sky, right? And you have factory farming and horrible conditions for animals that is not respecting those animals, right? And so, Vincent, what you're doing is what everybody should do. But you know, you already know that. So just keep going, Ben.
Robert, we may meet again because we may have some events here at the farm, which is something that I was resistant to during the early days of COVID. But we may have some outdoor activities, and it'd be great to see you again. You know,
yes,
Kansas
sir.
Isn't all that far, right?
I'll be in touch.
So,
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Auto
honorary forest ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and if you'd like to go to his website and get his formulations for vitamins, minerals, and supplements, normshealy.com, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince and Dr. Shealy. How are you?
Great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. You know, I have a question, and I don't know if either one of you have heard this, but I was reading an article, and they were talking about they had some cases of what they called the mad cow disease. I think it's like Jacob Creutzfeldt disease. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. And what they said was they had people who had gotten the vaccine and had a real fast demise from it. I mean, one guy died within 11 days. They said it was a rapid, and some were longer. Some were like a year or two. Have either one of you heard anything about that?
Oh, yes. Definitely. Poison, poison, poison.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Would you say, Dr. Shealy, that this vaccine is a kill shot in many cases?
Right. The government sucks. Okay. Everything in government sucks. Evil. Changing the temperature.
Dr. Shealy, you know, Dr. Shealy, I literally won't talk to people who support this current regime. I won't support people who like this regime. I won't talk to them. I won't give them the time of day. I have literally, class, I'm not kidding about this. I'm just going to, I haven't said this before, but here it is. Anyone who was on the faculty of USA Prepares who supported this regime is no longer on the faculty. How about that? So if you think that I take this lightly, absolutely not. I can't support people who endorse the killing of men, women, children, animals, causing these shortages, shutting down factories, destroying our way of life, destroying the American dream, destroying the jobs. Everything that's happening as a result of this regime, I think, is negative. And people who support that, I will no longer associate with, nor will I let them be faculty on the air at USA Prepares. Now, don't think there are very many of them. There are very, very, very few. But the ones who did, you haven't heard from them. And you won't. Not here on USA Prepares. Kathy, back to you.
Well, Vince, you know, it's very sad. Just this weekend, I talked to a friend, and there was a man, there was two heart attacks. One was near fatal, and they were just sudden. These people supposedly had no problems with their blood work. They were fine from what the doctors had said. And the other was he died from it was undiagnosed leukemia that came on really bad in the last year, year and a half. And I'm hearing this more and more with just cancers, and they're progressing very fast. You know, some of the studies have said that this is related, and if I don't know if it's from the immune system being suppressed or whether there's other things in there in certain vials. But you're right, Vince. It's very sad to see what is happening and the destruction of our way of life. I can't understand how people don't see it.
Well, interestingly, my wife died of leukemia. Her father died of leukemia. His brother died of leukemia. And their grandmother died of leukemia. So it's very common today.
Dr. Shealy, Kathy was talking about the immunizations, the jab. Is there a risk? Let's say a person is going in for a hip replacement, and they think, well, shoot, you know, this guy might be bleeding a lot with this hip replacement. We might need to have some blood ready and give this guy a transfusion of someone else's blood during surgery. Dr. Shealy, is there a risk of getting leukemia or some other disease or transferring COVID, a COVID exposure, from the donor of the blood into the recipient of the blood? Is there a risk?
Absolutely a risk. Peter.
Big time. I heard you say big time. So yep. Would you say avoid transfusions? If you can avoid a transfusion, absolutely avoid it?
Excellent.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. Kathy, I'll see you on Thursday.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.